Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. This program is for Sunday, July the 19th, 2015. We are up at the Mount Madonna Retreat, having our summer silence, which is something we try to do each and every year. This silence is very healing, and I hope some of you will be joining us maybe in the future for this silence, this beauty at the summer retreat. We have another one coming up in November. It's not going to be silent. We're going to be working on our daily karma and what that really means and what karma truly affects us. It's going to be an interesting retreat, I can guarantee you that. If you are ever interested in our retreats and you would like to find out more about them, we're in a beautiful setting with wonderful people in an atmosphere that is conducive to meditation and inner awakening. The food is incredible and life is interesting there. So I hope that some of you will join us. Come to the website here at aspire.org. And go take a look at retreats, and maybe it's time for you to come and join us and do some authentic work with yourself. Maybe it is, maybe it is. This radio program, this satsang as I call it, is here because of our sponsors, and I want to thank every one of them for making this possible. You would not be listening to this program. I would not be able to do it if it were not for the loving support of our sponsors, which makes all of this happen, and our mystery donor. And I hope that some of you will help and join in. Our year has been paid for by the mystery donor and by our sponsors. And I hope that if you are enjoying this program, you will help us sustain it by becoming a sponsor. Let's get into it. Today is going to be about compassion and kindness. You would think a subject that most people would gravitate towards, but not so, not at all. In fact, come to find out through the many questions that I have received about all of this in the past 2 weeks, these questions came, it seems that people are on the opposite side of the page. We are in a huge transition towards, what do I want to say, a more barbaric way of thinking. And it is due to overpopulation. All of you who, I just want a baby, you know, my baby will be special. Overpopulation and all the things we've done to make this a very difficult place. And that's what we've done by overpopulation. Not to mention what we've done to the the ecosystem of our world. So here is the attitudes of people. I don't know how old they are. I don't know truly where they come from. I only get their questions and their names. So we'll leave it at that. The first question is from Laura. How do I be kind to people who are just not kind to me, who give me grief that I do not deserve, Laura? Laura, kindness is a deliberate effort of the heart to send to people who do not know any other way a karma that might be transcendent of their own. It is not something you do to be right. It is not something you and I do to be better than. It is not something we use to quail a situation that might be hot or difficult or ugly. We don't use it in that way. Though many people like to use it that way, it is not meant to be that way. So you say here that you want to know how to be kind to people who are not kind to you and that you didn't deserve it. How do you know what you deserve? Tell me that. How do you know? How do I know what I deserve? The sun rises on the just and the unjust. So how do I know? How do I know what I deserve? How do I know what I don't deserve? How did you come to this conclusion? Deserving. You know, never does anyone ever contact me, Laura, with the whole idea of, my hatred, my fear, my anger, my vengeance aren't very cohesive to the way of love, and how do I stop it, or how do I cease being in it, or how do I change it? No. We don't do that. Most people don't do that. They take hatred for the way of life. It's become a part of our culture, a part of our society. And if you really look at it, it's ingrained in everything we do, from our sports to our entertainment, blowing things up, killing people. We are denigrated by the whole idea of violence being a form of entertainment. And we denigrate ourselves in it, and we do nothing about that. We just keep it going and going and going. Because we're so angry at government. We're so angry at society. We're so angry with our mothers, our fathers, our family, our friends, our bosses, our whatever. We're so angry with all of that that we just simply do not mature. So you ask, how do I be kind to people that you believe have been unkind to you, that is undeserving, that you, the little innocent lamb, is so undeserving? This is the way I look at it for myself. And I'm going to say this to you. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But I hope you get it. And I'm just going to keep it in my ballpark. I've done some very strange things. Things throughout my lifetime. I'm 64 years old. And I can turn back and look now at my life and say to you with all honesty, there are a great many portions of my life I wish I had not done. I wish I was not doing whatever I was doing at the time. And I wish I had known what a jerk I really was. I was frustrated. I was anxious. I was angry, just like you, just like anyone when I was younger. I had goals and ideals and side agendas and all sorts of crap going on. And just like you, I thought there were people who were strange and unkind, and I steered away from them, and then they attacked me, and then I tried to fix the situation through the same kind of logic they used to hate me, and it didn't work. And I went around and around and around with this wherever I went, as a teacher, as a minister, when I was teaching formally and all that other stuff. And bang, 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 bang. It was awful. Never was any situation ever resolved. So the way I look at it with me is this. With the kind of person I was when I was younger, I am getting off easy now. I have been blessed. I have been given the grace for whatever reasons I don't even comprehend. I don't even think of it that way. I had to change my ways. And when I started changing the way I lived and the way I thought and the way I believed and dropped all of that stuff, thinking that it was necessary, and now it's dropped, I found my life to be far more beautiful than anything I ever imagined. And I realized inside myself that all of this falderal of my ego, my persona, my hubris, was nothing more than a waste of time, and it wasn't helping anyone. I wasn't helping anyone. And I realized that. So I learned to change the way I lived, change my lifestyle, change the way I work with myself. I look at people from a different perspective, and let me give you that perspective that might help you, Laura. Everyone I meet, no matter who they are, is a part of me. I am speaking to the part of me that might be disowned. I might be talking to the part of me that I realize is me. I might be talking to a person that, well, isn't me in my estimation, but that would be wrong. Now I look at everyone as one, and every person I meet as me. In a form I may not understand, in a form I may not agree with, in my ego, my pride, my personality, but I still accept it as it is. And instead of fighting it and resenting it, I work with it. What is it about me that made this possible? I keep asking that question over and over and over again. What is it about me that made that possible? I don't live on the premise of who deserves what, because whatever happens to me is not deserved. It is my energy. You and I precede ourselves in any situation we're in. We're creating situations at all times in the moments that are going to apprehend us eventually, if we're not careful. And we do this by our energy. Now, when my energy has changed, when my energy is no longer sustaining pride, vanity, fear, hubris, when I'm no longer trying to stand up for myself or get what I want or try to show people what I deserve, when I'm no longer interested in all that horse manure, that is when I get humbled. I have found for myself, Laura, that humility is the only way. The more humble I am, the more I realize what I've been in my past, the more I realize the grace that is present in my life. And instead of ignoring that grace or thinking I deserve it or whatever, I ingratiate myself to the grace. I am kind not because I should be. I seek to be kind because I am. I am that kindness. I am that goodness. I am that heart, that golden heart within. My mind may be soured with all sorts of vanities and prides and foolish notions and conclusions that I've come to about myself and others, but who cares? I don't engage in that. You have to learn to engage in your heart over your humanness, over your pride, your vanity, your fear. This is the discipline of a spiritual practice, an authentic one. And it isn't going to make you popular with people. You're going to find that people don't like this. They like a good fight. They like a good curse. They like conflict. This isn't right. That wasn't fair. This isn't the way it should be. And the more you find people living in that modality, the more you're going to find hatred building in them over and over and over again. And what can I say to you? You can't talk a person down from their hatred. And you can't talk a person into love. So what is left is what is left. And that's all I can say about that. Laura, give up the word deserve. And realize you're dealing with yourself with every person you meet. Treat them as you would want to be treated yourself. The golden rule, as Jesus taught, love your neighbor as yourself. And then you'll learn a lot, just like I did. Don't throw this life away. It's too precious. Please forgive me. Namaste. It isn't about them, and it isn't about us. It is about oneness, and we miss a lot of that because of our vanity. Sad. Next one comes from Tanya. She doesn't tell me where she lives. I thought she did, but she didn't. Do bad people deserve kindness, really? Tanya. Of course. I was a bad person, I'm sure, in some way. You were, too. All of us are in some ways. I don't know what the word bad means. You know, it's kind of a ancient lore to me now. I don't even think in terms of bad person, good person. but there are people who are bent on self-destruction and fear and hatred. There really are. And there's nothing I can do to change all that. I can help guide them out of it, but they don't want to because it's too gratuitous. There are some people in this world who are terribly misguided. And all of us in our pedestrian mentalities are guided by these people, whether we know it or not. They're in our government. They're in our culture. They're in our society. You don't see them, but they're there. They're in the background, and they're making every move they can to, shall we say, govern us, lord over us, based on the whole idea of our indifference and our weakness of character, our weakness of being. We don't go to our being. We don't live in our being. We don't even know we have one. It doesn't even dawn on us. The unconscious becomes the conscious in us as we go on in our life, and we drop the whole idea of what's behind everything. Everything is predicated on the unconscious mind of Gregory, who is looking at life from fear, antagonism, disgust, anger. And of course, then nothing changes. Give kindness in the face of hate and fear. Give kindness not because it's morally right or spiritually speaking, it's dutiful to maybe your ideals and beliefs. You give kindness because you can. And you never know what your kindness is going to do. It's going to go out into the world and do something. And you never know who it's going to affect. It might affect you. It might affect another person. I don't know. But this I do know. Only don't know. Because the more I think I know, the less aware I am. The less aware I am, the more difficult my life becomes. Remember, karma is in action. It is set into motion at all times. No matter what I believe in, whether you and I believe in karma or not. And people have this antiquated idea of karma that it is reward and punishment. It is not reward and punishment. It is the ebb and flow of my life. It is the ebb and flow of my living. It is what I set into motion that will be the course of my lifetime. And many beautiful things can come out of that, and many ugly things. But to think of it from the pedestrian mentality, oh, it's just about getting good and getting bad. And if you do good things will happen to you. No, no, no. That's not the way it works. Because a lot of people do good things and terrible things happen to them. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, as Jesus said. And he's right. It has nothing to do with all that. It has to do with compassion, intent. If my intent is to hurt another by being kind, you know, by being sarcastic, if I'm kind to my enemy in order to show him what a putz he is, my kindness isn't kindness anymore. Now it's become vengeance and pride. But when my kindness is authentic and true and real, and it lives in the dimension of loving care and deep, deep, profound sweetness. You do it because you can and not because you should. When you can act and react, not from reason and purpose, but from love and truth, that is when your karma changes. This change cannot occur without meditation, I hate to tell you. I know a lot of you think you don't need to meditate or that it's funky to meditate, but until I do, I will never awaken to the matter of truth that lives within me. I will never awaken to the matter of kindness within me. I'll never awaken, and that would be tragic. because I will be too busy analyzing what's in it for me, what's in it for me. And that's the pedestrian mentality. So, start to look at things from the nature of your heart instead of the nature of your emotionality of fear. And if you do, something of the other shore will reach you. I promise you, something of the other shore, something of your beautiful heart will start to awaken within you. And goodness, goodness is yours. Sweetness, playfulness. Wait for the pieces to fall together. Nothing is the way I believe it is, and nothing is happening the way old Greg thinks it's happening. There's a much bigger picture here. Smile. Live in love at all cost. Please forgive me. Namaste. It's interesting. We have this thing, you deserve, I hear it on TV and radio from time to time. You deserve to go to Hawaii. You deserve Las Vegas vacation. You deserve it. Really? How do you know what I deserve? What if I've been a putz all day and been a jerk? What the word deserve means, you've got the money and we're going to take it from you. Jeez. Randy is the last question for today. Will I be bullied around if I am too kind to people? I'm afraid that I'll be taken for granted or even worse. Randy, how can I help you with this? You're not going to like my answer at all. You and I have been bullies to people in our life. Under the auspice of righteousness, self-righteousness, and right. And because we have lived in such a manner and such a way, we have directed our karma to be as such. When you are kind to those who would despitefully use you, you must understand you are enacting something of a law, a principle in life, that is beyond the conceptual beliefs that you might have as a human being, of what you might think is fair and right and good and all that other good stuff. Until I am willing to take the brunt of everything, in other words, come what may. And remember, you and I, Randy, have been jerks a great deal in our lifetime, okay? We haven't lit the world on fire with compassion and love. We haven't been the Mother Teresa's of the world or any of that. We've been more that resistant kind of person. We haven't been the Anwar Sadats of the world, the Dr. Martin Luther King. We haven't done any of that. So there is going to be some backlash from people that you love. I'm worried about you. People in your family, your worst enemy. People in your families are going to, what happened to you? Why aren't you getting it? That wasn't right. How come you're doing this? I don't get that. You're going to get backlash. Kindness always gets backlash, always. Because we live in a world that isn't kind. And we live in a world where people aren't kind. We live in a world where people believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And that is the fact of life on this planet. So yeah, you're going to get some ass kicking. You are. I get it all the time. These programs, do you think people really like? I get so much complaint. So many people will take the time to write me and tell me what a jerk and an asshole I am, as compared to those people who will write and become sponsors, help keep it on the air, or even say thank you. No, people will go out of their way to be unkind and to tell me off. So you just have to expect, my dear Randy, you just have to expect the masses are what they are. Hitler said the masses are asses. And I know what he meant. You don't want to become a part of that. You want to become a part of something more transcendent. And you can do that What's that to thee? Follow thou me is my attitude. I don't really care. I know what jerks are because I've been one in my own life. So I understand. And now I'm willing to pay the price for that by exchanging kindness for unkindness, exchanging love for hate, exchanging generosity for vengeance and pride. And if you're not willing to do that, you're not willing to change your life. There is a grace in this life, in this living. And it's a grace that all of us have access to and have been given. And I am humbly grateful for the grace that has been given to me through the kindness of life itself. You can change your karma. You can change your life. And it is done through loving kindness. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I might be of service to you, and please, at the top of the page, you will see contact. Just click on it. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And any question you have will be of great interest to me. And if you don't want me to use your name or where you live, that is fine. But if you feel like it, tell me who you are and where you live. I'm just curious. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.